One of the enduring mysteries of biology is why so much of the DNA in our chromosomes appears to be simply junk. In fact, about half consists of repetitive bits of DNA that cut and paste themselves randomly in our genome for no obvious reason. A new study finds that these snippets may actually play a vital role in the development of embryos. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Some biologists think of these weird bits of DNA as parasites, since they essentially hop around our chromosomes and infect them, sometimes disrupting genes and leaving illnesses in their wake. But Miguel Romalo Santos, the biologist at UC San Francisco, doesn't like that narrative. There's so much of this stuff. Surely there's more to the story.
So it seemed like a waste of all this real estate in our genome and in our cells to have these elements and not have them be there for any particular purpose. So we just asked a very simple question. Could they be doing something that's actually beneficial?
Romalo Santos's lab studies embryos, so they wondered whether some of this so-called junk DNA played any role in triggering development. The scientists devised a way to shut down this abundant DNA inside the cells of a mouse embryo to see what would happen. Postdoctoral researcher Michelle Prichard was part of the team.
What we found was that instead of it being good for the cells, like they were like, oh, thank you, the cells did very poorly.
In a series of experiments now being published in the journal Cell, the scientists concluded that one common form of this junk DNA seems to be essential in the earliest steps when a fertilized egg starts to become an embryo.
So that's a very key role, because as you can imagine, if you can't make a tiny little embryo, if you can't make embryonic stem cells, which are the cells that give rise to the entire body, you don't have any body.
This discovery hinged in part on designing new technology, but Romalo Santos says that's not all.
I think that the biggest advancement here was actually a mentality shift.
Junk DNA may clutter the genome, and it's clear it can also cause harm, but scientists should also think more about its benefits. Nels Eldy, an evolutionary biologist at the University of Utah, agrees, up to a point.
I might be a little old-fashioned, but I'm still holding on to this notion of junk DNA. Think about it this way. If you come into my office and look at the desk, you'll look at it and say, this thing is strewn with junk. And I might say to you, actually, that's a very customized filing system that you're looking at. In fact, I think we're both right.
Eldy believes that these repetitive bits of DNA exist primarily because they cut and paste themselves throughout the genome. They reproduce. In that sense, they are parasites of a sort. And sometimes they cause disease, but sometimes they can cause mutations that lead, for example, to new varieties of crops and new breeds of dogs.
You can make massive genetic jumps just in single events that can really change the course of an entire species.
From the point of view of an evolutionary biologist, that's enough reason for them to exist. But it's increasingly clear that there's even more to the story of these jumping genes.
These things might be repurposed or co-opted to actually provide housekeeping or daily cell functions. And that's what we're starting to discover. That's what this paper begins to tackle as well.
Eldy says this idea is starting to gain momentum as scientists figure out new ways to explore this fascinating realm of biology. Richard Harris, NPR News.